go with five wins in a row for this Phillies team, and they're not really getting any help from the other teams in the division, where Atlanta's 13-5, the Phillies are 13-8, and the Mets are 12-8. And just we're the hottest division in all of baseball right now. And well, I do want to touch on that with a bunch of other stuff from this game. Is yesterday we had the Turnbull 7 no-hit innings, and today we had the Zach Wheeler 7 no-hit innings. So unbelievable pitching for this Phillies team. In my lifetime, now I was born and I was alive for 2011, but I don't remember it because I don't remember watching Phillies baseball. I was too young for that. I just don't remember watching that pitching staff. But watching this pitching staff is one of the most entertaining things ever. And I like watching pitching. I do like watching pitching and hitting and all-around baseball fan. But this might be one of the most dominant pitching staffs I've ever seen. And yes, I want to see them go against some good teams, but the numbers that these guys are putting up is unreal, the numbers that these Phillies pitchers have. And Wheeler's, I think, down to like a 2.10 ERA. Or 2.10 ERA for him. It's just unbelievable. Turnbull leads the team with a 1.23 ERA. Let's see, where's ERA? So the leader in ERA on the team for starting pitching is Turnbull at 1.23, Suarez at 1.73, Wheeler at 2.30, Sanchez at 2.53, and Nola at 3.47. And Nola is just kind of inflated because of the bad start against Atlanta in the opening weekend, but since then he's been really good. So this team is just a very, very good bullpen and pitching. The starting rotation is unbelievable to watch right now for this team. So that's just one thing I want to hit on. And there's some other couple things I want to hit on. Good 9-5 win. It was kind of terrifying at the end because Ricardo Pinto, or however you say his name, is not a good pitcher. I'd rather do it. And I'm not being a stickler here or anything. I'm not trying to be like, oh, we need a good mop-up guy, blah, blah. But Dylan Covey was a pretty good mop-up guy. And I would take Dylan Covey to be the mop-up guy over Ricardo Pinto. And I know the mop-up guy's not supposed to, you know, be throwing shutout innings here, but it's still slightly annoying when you're up 9-0 and a guy can't come in and just get some outs. So hopefully Dylan Covey's returning. I don't know what the status on Dylan Covey is, but hopefully he's returning soon because the Phillies team would like to have that back, as it could have been a shutout today and they scored 5 in the top of the 9th. Phillies got a lot of offense today. Marsh with a 2-run home run in the 2nd, an RBI single by Rojas, a Castellanos single in the 5th. Harper single, only one home run for the Phillies today, but Schwarber was 0-for-4, he's down to 207. Turner 2-for-5, 3.53 average. Harper 2-for-5, 2.37 average, starting to work it back up. Bohm and Marsh both went 1-for-3, they both got a hit. Castellanos 3-for-3 with a walk, a single, triple, and another two singles and a triple. Rojas was 3-for-4, his average is up to 2.45, and he's been just a respectable hitter at this point for this Phillies team. But I want to put in some other little baseball things. Alvarado had to get the save because Pinto couldn't do his job. But I want to put some other things in for the Phillies. Phillies, at this point, you start at least at this point of the season, being in middle of April, you can kind of start to look at some teams and really see how teams are playing and how the things are shaping out early in the season. And yes, that's not going to be what it's going to be at the end of the year, but we can just look at who's going to be somewhat competitive, or for now, like somewhat competitive. The AL East is unreal. There's not a team under 500 in that division. The AL Central is really good, except for the White Sox, who are absolutely terrible, as we see because we're watching it. The AL West has one team above 500, so that's not great. And then the NL East has three teams above 500. The NL Central has four teams above 500. And the NL West has one team above 500, but the Dodgers are literally falling apart in front of my eyes. And the Dodgers are playing the Mets right now, and somehow the Mets are playing good baseball. They're 12-8. The Dodgers are 12-11. And I want to put this one thing out here for the Los Angeles Dodgers' sake. The Dodgers are such a boom or bust team, and I've watched a lot of games with them because they're the Dodgers and they have the spotlight on them. But they are a boom or bust type of team right now. And if they don't get the home runs, then they don't really have anything else. And I know they're 12-11. The Padres are creeping up on them. They're losing 4-0 today, but the Padres only a half a game out of that division. That division's winnable if the Dodgers can't put together hits, and they'll probably win it at the end, but it's a weird start to the year. And every team seems to be competitive except for the really bad bottom dwellers in the league right now. So the Phils are right on par with that. They are 5 games above the 500 mark, which is not normal for this team early in the year. And tomorrow, I will do a podcast, might be later. I will do a podcast, might be later, and I might not watch it. You know what? I'm not going to guarantee a podcast, but I have some other stuff going on tomorrow. If I get to watch a lot, I'll do a podcast. If not, I'll see you on Monday. But the Phils will have Nola going for them. Nola's 2-1 with a 3.47 ERA. And Nastroniti, 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA for the White Sox. Phils are favored. Of course, they should be looking for a 6-game home sweep of the Rockies and the White Sox. I am Kevin Flannery signing off. I'll either see you tomorrow or Monday night against the Reds. I'm Kevin Flannery signing off.